The Volume.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The J-Boy Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet all the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's many reasons why I like using it. I mean, betting on the NFL, they're America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, but I love the fast payouts. I'm huge on that, and you get it as quick as 2 hours. That's tough to find and even harder to beat. The convenience of it, you know, that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of games, whether it's live betting, whether it's betting before the games, you know, the spread, are you taking the overs, the unders? They make it unbelievably easy to use. And the boosts, the odds, the specials that they run are unbelievable. You get risk-free bets and same-game parlays. You get enhanced odd markets and a ton more. It's just a win-win for everybody. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with the promo code JBOY. That's J-B-O-Y. Let them know that I sent you. 21 and older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
All right, everybody, thanks for hopping in another edition of the J-Boy Show. Just a heads up, we're going to be off Friday and Saturday. We'll be back on Tuesday, off Monday as well. But David Cohn joining me again. Like we said, Blaine's on the bench, trying to get back, meeting with the trainer every day, really excited about his progress. He's doing, you know, everything he has to do, went in the tent, made some decisions, so he'll be back soon. But make sure you turn on the notifications, hit that subscribe button as well, check out everything on the Volume YouTube channel. Well, we debated, you know, Georgia and Alabama in the next 5 years. But another question that a lot of people will ask, and I think you have to define the terms, is this Georgia team, this national championship team, an all-time great team? In my opinion, you know, we have to define what that is. If we're saying a top five all-time team, no. If we're saying a top 20 all-time team or top 25, I think yes, because the defense was that special. I mean, outside of Alabama in the SEC championship game, and I thought it was pretty incredible. And when you see unbelievable offenses, whether it's 2019 LSU, whether it's 2020 Bama, we can go back down the list, or offenses with incredible players, Cam Newton, this, that, and the other, and you look at numbers, everybody's like, wow, look at the amount of yards and this, that, and the other. They put up a stat a margin of victory stat in that national championship game. And I know Alabama's in the West, and I know Georgia's in the East, and they didn't play everybody. But the difference in margin of victory from Georgia to Bama was huge. I mean, Georgia was destroying everybody. It was like 24, 24, 27, 31, 24, you know, 7, 17. It Bama's was, you know, 7, 5. I mean, it was close, you know, including a loss to Texas A&M. But when I look at Georgia as a whole, because to me, to be considered an all-time great team, what are the all-time greatest teams? What makes them all-time greats? They play complementary football. They're not just great at one thing. They're more than one-dimensional. Now, that doesn't mean you have an unbelievably dominant offense and defense. You may have an unbelievably dominant offense and a defense that was good, that was really good. And that's all it takes, especially if you're putting up the numbers that Joe Burrow and them are putting up or doing what Cam Newton was doing at Auburn in 2010. I mean, you can go back and look. There's a lot of times, and especially now in today's game, where the offense is the most dominant side of the ball and really the one that is leading them to a championship. That's why I said when we did our recap the other day, the day after the game, that it was refreshing to see a team that relied on defense not only win the national championship, but dominate throughout the season, have an unbelievable margin of victory. And you would think it was an offensive-led team. If you just looked at that average margin of victory, you just said, all right, well, Georgia must have had an offense. Like, man, Pickens must have had like 1,500 yards, and JT Daniel must have started and went nuts if you just landed on here from another planet. But I don't think their offense is to the level, even though they did what they had to do against Alabama, to say, you know what, you got to plug these guys in here as a top five team all time.
Yeah, to me, look, you can't label a team an all-time great when not only did they not win their conference, but they got blown out in their conference game, okay? And I hate to say it because I know we're talking about an unbelievable football team here that really dominated all the rest of their opponents, including a win against that team who beat them in the conference. But to me, in college football, there are too many other examples of teams who did everything that was asked of them. So when you say, what's the definition, and you say playing complementary football, well, to me, the definition of an all-time great team are teams that did every single thing that was asked of them. Let's take it to the NFL level for 1 second. That 18-1 New England Patriots team in 2007, I believe, would have crushed the 1972 Miami Dolphins team, would have crushed them with Tom Brady and Randy Moss and everyone on that team. But, okay, they lost that final game and they lost that Super Bowl. And for the rest of time, that 1972 undefeated Miami Dolphins team will be on the list of greatest NFL football teams. Okay. It's not that they would have beaten those other teams, more recent teams, but they did everything that was asked of them. So this Georgia team may very well, in a hypothetical scenario, have beaten the majority of the champions we've seen for the last 20 seasons, but there are too many other examples of teams who did everything that was asked of them. And one of the greatest and one of the most fundamental things for any team that is asked of you is to win your conference. Now, look, they made up for it in the Natty. Georgia fans are completely thrilled. But to me, I don't think you can call them an all-time great team no matter who they would have beaten. What do you think about that, Jake?
No, look, I was going to say, you know, I agree with you. When I consider all-time great teams, I break it up into eras because it's just not fair. I mean, training is much better than nowadays than it was for the 72 Dolphins. You know, the ability, not that the athletes are better. It just is. It's evolving. That's how it goes. You look at the speed of the game now, not that it wasn't fast back then, but the amount of speed in the game, the physicality, the size and the speed. That's why, and I'm not going down this road, but, you know, people are like LeBron and Michael Jordan, two different games. They're refereed totally different. You're comparing apples and oranges. So when I look at, I'm not going to compare this Georgia team to, you know, Jimmy Crazy Legs Galloway from Notre Dame in like 1931, you know, when everybody had their hand on the ground. But When I do compare them to the modern era, you know, you can go to me, you can take it all the way back to 2010. I mean, I think this, the Vince Young Texas team, it would have been a heck of a game just because Vince was that special. But outside of, and if you really look at it, let's think about it. Most of the time in these national championship games, you have tons of superstars, right? That's what we've seen. Joe Burrow, you know, Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, you know, go down the list. I mean, from the SEC on. In this game, Bryce Young, just a sophomore, we know he's a superstar. He won the Heisman. But this game wasn't overloaded, in my opinion, with like those two guys at quarterback that are, you know, the legendary guys or the, it just, to me, and I think Bryce could be that, obviously he's shown the ability to, but I just look at it in totality. And when I would compare them, if they played 2019 LSU, Cone, if this Georgia team played 2019,
that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. I think 2019 LSU wins.
I actually do too. That's funny. Cause I was going to ask you about three opponents. Okay. I know when we play this hypothetical, you know, that it's, yeah, I know a lot of people do. So I was actually going to ask you about three all in the SEC. Okay. Just three of the greatest champions we've seen the last decade, that Cam Newton led Auburn team, the Joe Burrow led LSU team. And then this offensive powerhouse that we saw last year with Mac Jones and Devontae Smith and Alabama. Okay. Those three games. I agree with you on the 2019, just because that LSU team never seemed to falter. And I got to see him in person against that Tua-led Alabama team when they knocked him out of the game. And I don't know, I usually pick defenses when it comes to a defensive versus an offensive matchup when you're talking about the game of football. But to me, I think that 2019 LSU team was just really unbeatable in a lot of ways. I want to get your opinion. Exactly. Look what they're doing.
Jamar Chase is out here gobbling up the NFL like it's hungry, hungry hippos, come. So tell me,
what do you think about this recent Georgia champion against the Cam Newton-led Auburn team, Burrow and LSU, and Devontae Smith in Alabama?
Okay, I'll do it in reverse order, you know, to quote Missy Elliott. Last year's Alabama team, Georgia's not beating them. Offense, I mean, just look in the NFL. We talk about, man, this Georgia team has a lot of guys on defense going in the NFL. Well, Alabama has their whole offense in the NFL right now, and they're all balling. Nobody's not doing good, you know, off that team from last year. I think, to me, I take – and I don't want to get into that debate either, but I'd say 2020 Bama would beat 2021 Georgia. I think 2019 LSU would beat 2021 Georgia, like for the reasons I just mentioned. And it wasn't just Jamar Chase. I mean, you had a bunch of Ferraris out there, and defensively, they weren't a bad football team. They had really good players that are balling in the NFL right now. Look around. Yeah. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, I can go down the list. The hardest one to judge is 2010 Auburn with Cam Newton. That's the one you wanted me to do, right? That's the last one, right?
Yeah.
2010 Auburn with Cam Newton. You know, Cam beat Georgia that year after, you know, that everybody thought he was going to be suspended for the game, and he unsuspended himself and then suspended in the air about three times for three rushing touchdowns, at least one I remember well on. By the way, there's some absolute stars running around in that game as well. Man, that one to me is tough. I think it's a field goal either way, just to complete the hat trick. I'll say just because Cam Newton didn't lose. He didn't lose.
He didn't.
And it wasn't like everybody sucked. You know, in 2010, well, like, no, they just all suck. That's not the case. I mean, Cam Newton could be considered top five greatest college player of all time. I mean,
for sure. The word that comes to mind when I watched him play was unstoppable.
Yeah. Unstoppable. I mean, I swear, and I may be wrong. I heard this from somebody, but I trust him, that Cam Newton was 100% on fourth and one or like fourth and two when he would run the ball. The whole year. He was 100%. And I remember that year, and I know he did it a lot of times. So, it's just crazy things like that. And then, you know, Joe Burrow threw for every yard that you could possibly throw for. You know, there's guys that play 7-on-7 until they're 35 that hadn't thrown for that many yards. Than Joe
60 touchdowns in a season. 60. Ridiculous, man.
I just hope people realize how many touchdowns that is. 60 times. 60. I'm trying to think of anything I've done 60 times. Only a few come to mind. But, Cone, I'm going to say I think Georgia – and Georgia fans are going to get pissed, and I understand it. But I don't think Georgia beats any of those three teams. I'll ask you this, Cone. I'm going to throw it back on you. 2004 USC plays 2021 Georgia. Who you taking?
Because – that USC team did go on to lose to Texas, okay, when they still had Liner and they still had Reggie Bush and they still had Lindell White. I am going to pick this Georgia team.
No, that's 2006. You're thinking of 2006. I'm talking about 04 when they won it. Remember when they played at Oklahoma and when Auburn should have went with Cadillac Williams?
Yes. I know. Yes, I hear what you're saying. But to me, all of those guys still came back, right? I think they lost a few big time receivers, but for the most part, that those the offensive pieces that really made that team up came back to play Texas, and they lost that game. But either way you slice it, I would pick this Georgia team over that team just because of what you're saying. You know, that's 16, 18 years ago now, and I mean, just look at the athleticism we've seen from just N'Kobe Dean. I mean, just him is incredible on that. But also, one other point that I'll say, because all of the hypotheticals we put forward here deal with unbelievable offenses, okay? And it's always easier to sort of list the statistics when we talk about 60 touchdowns for Joe Burrow.
I fell in my own trap. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. I literally fell in my own trap.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand.
Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
No, I get it. It's harder to quantify sort of the greatness of Georgia's defense other than like yards per game or points per game or something like that, because it's a little bit more spread out. Whereas we can talk about what Cam Newton did individually or what Reggie Bush did individually. But I would take this Georgia team over that USC team. But I think you're right on the other three. Maybe this Georgia team squeaks out a win against that Auburn team. But again, I mean, Cam Newton was absolutely unstoppable. So it would take every bit of the Georgia defense plus Kirby Smart plus maybe running a 12th man out there on a few plays.
Yeah, A&M style. But no, I would just love to see this defense of Georgia's against Reggie Bush and that crew. I mean, I remember Dominic Byrd, the tight end. I mean, they had cats, Mike Williams, guys running around, just absolute stars running around that field. It's fun to talk about as well. But, you know, Cone, one of the biggest questions that I get kind of pertaining to when you're talking about all-time great teams is, you know, if you're going to pick an individual like a Cam Newton, like I did, obviously Cam Newton, this, that, and the other, you know, it's the collective of the Jordan Davises and the N'Kobe Dean, NFL players, not super duper superstars, you know, like a Will Anderson is obviously from Alabama, but it's like choosing the collective of really, really good and talented. And then the couple elite, you know, it's kind of like the individual versus the group. It's always a hard argument when you're comparing teams like that. I think that's what makes the nuance of it. And that's why we always say that there's logical arguments from both sides. But I know everybody wants us to ask, and everybody's dying for you to answer this question. This Georgia team versus the 1938 Army football team. No, I'm just kidding.
Army's running the triple option up and down the field. They're unstoppable. You know, one more thing on that 2010 Auburn team. What made that so cool was, as great as Cam Newton was, Nick Fairley on the other side of the ball was sort of the captain of that defense. And so it was sort of like, hey, we have our offense covered and our defense covered. And he was a big part of why that team was unstoppable as well.
Yeah, I think people forget how good and how dominant Nick Fairley really was.
For sure. And
I'll say one more thing. But Nick Fairley was unbelievable as well.
For sure. And he was a lot of fun to watch and really complimented what Cam Newton was able to do on the other side of the football. But really, to me, with this Georgia team, it comes down to a 17-point loss in the conference championship. I think if Georgia squeaks out a win in the SEC championship against Alabama, even by 1 point, I think that they're easily a top three to top five team that we've ever seen.
Well, that ties a bow in what you're saying about the 72 Dolphins. You know, say what you want, but they're undefeated. They'll be undefeated forever. It's a huge difference when you're looking back years later on teams that went undefeated because they couldn't do more. You could not have done more than what you did, as opposed to maybe one slip up. And that's just how it is, regardless of the year or era, because it's really discounting, even though it is kind of discounting what happened on the field. And I hate using that term because but it's impossible to compare them apples and oranges, as we mentioned earlier. But Cone, great job as usual. Everybody turn those notifications on. Make sure you subscribe. Like I said, we're off. Until Tuesday, make sure you check us out. And until Tuesday, we're going. Gone.
The Volume.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.